Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publication was the series Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea, which is a series, but I have something that tops that. No, it's not another novel or novelette, but it is my God-given university notebooks and journal, the 5.5 by 6, walks you through how to say hello in approximately 20 different languages, including sign language. So, ni hao, annichioi, senyo, or konnichiwa. I actually said hello in Mahaban. Mahaban is saying hello in Arabic. I said hello in Korean as well as Japanese. So yes, so when you're in a beauty supply store, restaurant, gas station, wouldn't it be nice to be able to say hello to someone in their native tongue? I think that's nice. And so that is what my 5.5 by 6 God-given university notebook does. And my 8.5 by 11 God-given university notebook is 120 page ruled. Sorry about that. Is 120 page ruled, but it's extensive. I believe it goes up to 22 different languages, including sign language, but it shows you how to say hello, thank you, and goodbye in 22 different languages. Yeah, so check out your girl God-given university notebooks and journals on Amazon. Well, this particular Keep It Simple series episode for the week is entitled Live and Let Live. And the reason why it is entitled that is because sometimes you just have to let bygones be bygones. You cannot trust that what happened in the past will continue to occur in your future. For example, this past weekend was Mother's Day, and I was in a number of situations where through the decades I would attempt to do something off the cuff in a respectful way for my mother. And what played in my memory were the times those gestures were rejected. I remember one time I wanted to buy her a suit. I bought her a suit, and then she complained about the length of the suit, the color of the suit, said she did not want the suit, and she wanted the money. I remember one time I thought I would surprise her with a bouquet of balloons, and I came to her church with her. And then she scolded me for embarrassing her by bringing all of those balloons into the church so people could see that it was her birthday. So I had encountered things like that multiple times, even with my very first book, Be Strong, which is a book of poetry that was published probably 20 years ago. And when I presented that to her on Mother's Day, she said that she ought to sue me because I did not ask her for her permission about talking about when she and my dad first met. Yeah, all of this stuff was surrounding Mother's Day. So here it is, 2022. And she requested some balloons that she wanted, and she liked for them to remain outside when we bring them. No problem. Didn't have a problem with that at all. I went ahead and brought the balloons along with the card and money because I knew that's what she would want. Then she asked for me to come over 2 days later, which is today. I went over there and I saw all of the balloons were gone. And I was like, well, what happened to them? She's like, oh, well, they were deflated. I said, no, that is not what you said this morning when I spoke to you. You said that all of them were fine. And she's like, well, I just went ahead and let them go up into the air. Needless to say, yours truly, Lalita, was having a moment because I was having flashbacks about other kind gestures I've made an attempt to do towards her at her request, and then next thing I know, it disappears. So while I'm sitting there making an attempt not to fume, because once you give something to someone, it is theirs, and it's basically for them to do whatever it is they want to do. However, it appeared that that was a pattern. Every time I did something for her, something happened to that particular thing I gave to her. So I was starting to feel a certain way. So finally, she went ahead and she said that she was doing her own balloon release, where some people may say a prayer and then release a balloon, or let go of something and then release a balloon or whatever. Okay, granted, that was her explanation. I did not ask her. I apologize for jumping the gun. She said she wasn't even thinking about what I said anymore. But I said all of that to say this. I was responding based upon years and decades of neglect and hurt, thinking that, okay, she's jumping stupid. She's acting silly. She's retaliating for whatever reason, when that was not the case at all. I said all of that to say this. Although there are some circumstances that may be taking place with an individual, and it may actually look like that is the thing, but unless you ask, you will never know. When we are adults, I can understand teenagers, young adults, things like that. But when you're a full, good, grown individual, got gray hair popping up in your eyebrows, you should not be assuming anymore what a person means, what they're saying, and what they want. If there is a doubt, ask. Period. For example, if there was someone who requested my services to get some things done for them, I went ahead and I did that. They gave me something extra. I was under the impression that it was towards a service that they did not pay for. I figured that they may have had a motive, but who am I to say? I'm not a mind reader. Well, fast forward a few days later, the person called. I asked, what did they want? They're like, oh, nothing in particular, asking general things. And then they went ahead and asked, oh, well, I'm going to be doing XYZ. Can you do ABC? Me doing this adulting thing is phenomenal. I did not give them an explanation. I just simply replied, I am not available. Period. No, I'm not available because. No, I'm not available due to XYZ. Nope. I just said I'm not available. Period. Don't need to know why I'm not available. I'm not available. I said all of that to say this. If you're not available, you don't have to give a person an explanation. And if they ask, it's up to you if you decide to give one. Which brings me to my next point. If you have two able-bodied, mentally sound adults, and you ask a question to verify where we're coming from, where we're going, what's going on, and they fabricate what the information they share with you, you can't dig into it to find out if that is the truth. You have to literally take them at their word. Because one thing I have found on God's green earth is that the truth will always be revealed. It will be revealed in a way that you never thought it would happen. So all you can do is take the person at their word and make your decisions from there. For those who are not Bible believers, and as the charismatic movement says, speaking with other tongues filled with the Spirit, I don't know how y'all were able to navigate, because there are individuals who can pull at your heartstrings. They can share a sob story. They can give you the most intricate details of their lives and are lying. They may be taking events that are true, but there's a twist somewhere where there's a twist somewhere. And if you're not a fully adult, full-grown Bible-believing Christian who is praying in the Spirit, spending time with God, hearing from Him, you can truly be deceived, because you're following what your heartstrings are saying, because they're drumming your heartstrings. So, I said all of that to say this. For the most part, you have to take a person at their word until you know otherwise, that is not the case. But you have to let bygones be bygones. Even if you feel like they are lying, let it go. The truth will come out. And when you find that they really were not lying, they was telling the truth, own up to it if you reacted in an unbecoming fashion based upon what you thought they were coming from. Homework assignment: monitor the person's behavior, but don't dwell there, because you have a life to live as well. Well, this concludes my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. There's my God-Given University Publishing webpage on WordPress.com. It is the acronym for God-Given University Publishing, LLC. I also have a God-Given University Publishing page on Instagram and Facebook. Last but not least, my personal author page is LaletaWilliams.com. LaletaWilliams. I will be at Eastern Market's 5th Annual Festival of Books, July 17th, 2022. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because He cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real.